T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good day. Just missed Krusty's Corner there. He previewed the Arizona offense for you if you want to go back and listen with the Odyssey app, YouTube, or Twitch.
Brian? Hey, can I real quick too say thanks to Reliant? Another thing ran out, but thank you so much. If they're listening out there, thank you. Thank you for everything you did for the show and sponsoring Krusty's Corner. Really do appreciate you guys.
It was a hell of a run.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some hoop with you coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Chief will walk us through a rim session, but here's Wolchuk with a daily football fix.
All right, some good stuff when it comes to Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano, their weekly NFL Week 9 buzz, trade deadline questions, and the Trey Hendrickson stuff. They did mention Cowboys and Niners among the most interested teams in Trey Hendrickson. Now, the hip injury is the thing for me that I'm like, dude, if that's serious, then there's no point in even talking about it. You'd have to find out like how legit that hip injury is.
You got a Bo Jackson hip, or
it'd be like trading for Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
it's like you know that he's immediately going to miss games when you trade for him.
Right,
like he's going from he's traded to your team, and then he goes immediately. First thing he does is walk right over to the injury report.
There'd be absolutely no point because it's also a rental. And I wouldn't mind keeping Trey Hendrickson here in Dallas because I do think that highly of him. I mean, he's a guy that's had 17 and a half sacks 2024, 2023. He's got four already this year. I think he's a good player and he would help you, but there's no point in trading for a player if he's hurt. So you got to find out what's the severity of that hip injury. And right now, Cincinnati also saying we're not moving him, but who knows?
I mean, the most compelling case, I think, for acquiring Trey Hendrickson to me is that it wouldn't take a one.
Right. Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
You can get a great and check one thing off. Okay, we don't have a two or a three, but we got two ones, and now we have an edge player that there might not be five better than in the entire league.
Now, the Myles Garrett stuff's interesting, and you hinted at this earlier, and I did kind of get a little bit excited. Now, Jordan Schultz kind of crapped on it earlier. He's like, no way.
That was a super crap.
It was a big one.
Dawson couldn't even get the question out. He's like, no.
Yeah.
He
took a dump on my dreams. I'm just going to try and speak it into existence. Myles Garrett will be a Dallas Cowboy by the trade deadline. Right? I just want to make it happen.
And I think it's worth three ones because you get to save $35 to $40 million off the cap hit.
You know what? I'm
you
with
get
you,
to
man.
Keep all of your cap space.
I think he's he's an upgrade. Like if for the fans that were ticked off, and I get it, you traded Micah, you're getting a better player. Like I think Myles Garrett is the one guy that you're like, okay, for sure, yeah, that guy's better than what you just had. He's absolutely a freak show. Now,
I ask you a question, though?
Oh, we got a broadest index finger up in
the
air.
What's up? Up, lay it on me.
Do you worry with the state of this defense right now that it might be just like him playing at Cleveland?
It would be different because he'd be playing with a bad defense and a great offense.
You just need, like, that's the thing. I'm not looking
for the
best. I'm
asking for two or three more stops. That's all I need.
That's
right,
it.
Right?
And he's going to help you get that.
Okay.
He's going to help you get
but
that.
But I just wondered if you're playing with such a bad defense, does it just totally neutralize his ability to be great?
You add him here, that's... again, like your defense isn't going to be awesome, but it's going to be now good enough to where I can get a stop. I'm not punting the ball away and thinking this team's going to run right down the field or pass right down the field and score. Yeah. I now believe maybe I've got a chance of getting a stop and getting the ball back to my offense.
Gives you a great chance to hold the lead. You know, Absolutely. You don't go to off to overtime against the Giants. Maybe you beat Carolina. There's just, you know, I do want to add, though, that it can't be the end of the line. You can't say defense fix. It's got to be, okay, we're trading all these picks for Myles Garrett. This is going to free up a ton of cap space and give us a great player, and we're going to go attack free agency to get a linebacker, to get a defensive tackle, a corner, and a safety. And if that's part of the plan, I think the Cowboys could win the Super Bowl next year. After giving up 3-1s for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, you gotta continue to build on that side of the football, but Myles Garrett would go a long way. Now, they dug into the contract on ESPN. They don't think it's out of the question that the Browns could trade Myles Garrett even this week if he really wanted out. And I don't think there's a single team. I mean, Myles Garrett's been very outspoken even before the draft about how he would have loved to have been a Dallas Cowboy. I think you dangle the Cowboy here in front of Myles Garrett, he's going to say, yeah, I'm good here. I'm down.
Yeah, he got talked into it by this record-breaking contract of 4-160 that was just beaten already 4-180. The money's exploding, but I think now he's got the money and he's like, dude, let's get out of here. And I would not be surprised if Cleveland structured it in a way that makes him infinitely tradable. They're basically going to buy an extra first round pick off you.
So if the Browns traded him right now, his 2025 cap number would stay about the same. And they'd have, it's the dead money that's the issue here. Mm-hmm. The Browns would have $41 million in dead money for 2026 and then $17.5 million more. Now, that's not anywhere close to what the Broncos just had to eat when they cut Russell Wilson. So there's already a standard out there for a team doing this previously. And maybe the Cowboys could help them in terms of that a little bit. I mean, maybe you're looking at, could you swap Diggs' contract over there? Maybe the Browns would be open-minded to that. I mean, I thought that was an interesting answer that Jordan Schultz gave, that there would be a market out there, he believes, for Trayvon Diggs if the Cowboys were to float him out.
Unless the Calvin Watkins knee surgery report.
Yes, again, that's the same thing as Trey Hendrickson, right? You got to check out how healthy is he. If he's going to have surgery, then a team's going to say, no, we're not doing that here. If it's something where he could play in 3 weeks, then that changes things dramatically. And again, maybe the Browns would even say, okay, because they're not going anywhere. If I can get him, well, I don't know if he could pass a physical. That's the thing. That might put the kibosh on it. But maybe the Browns would say that's a move for next year anyway. We're just trying to align contracts here. But they wrote in this hypothetical, Cowboys or Rams, let's say they offered both first-round picks. They have with the prior trades they've made, Cleveland would be looking at the possibility now of having 4 first-round picks in the upcoming draft. The Browns could control round one, and they could come out of it with whatever quarterback they want. And that acquiring team would have to pay Garrett a fairly reasonable $31.5 million in fully guaranteed money next year and $30.5 the following year. And yeah, that's very reasonable when you're considering what Aiden Hutchinson just got, $45 million APY, $47 million APY that Micah just got, $31.5 guaranteed, $30.5 guaranteed for the next 2 years for maybe the best defensive player in football. Yeah. I'm in.
Spotrac said it like that's the cash flow, but the cap number is single-digit millions for the next couple of years.
And that's just fully guaranteed. But you're right. I mean, for the cap, so those it's even better.
Those cap numbers don't come around till 29 and 2030 for Myles Garrett. So they kind of like Howie Roseman, Philadelphia Eagled that contract, creating voidable years on the back end of it. And it's almost too good to be true that the Cowboys could trade Myles Garrett and still have all of this cap space available to go attack free agency.
And the 469, Myles Garrett ain't fixing this bleep show. Jeez. Well, then, yeah, the Cowboys are going to suck forever with your mentality. Don't do anything. Just continue to live in this pigsty that they're in.
Well,
right
I mean,
now.
We he's said helping. The same thing.
He's helping.
Yeah, he's helping.
That's all it is.
And you add no single edge rusher is making your team awesome, just like Myles, Micah Parsons couldn't last year. You know, this is it's a team game. But yes, to me, the edge is the most important piece because of what it allows you to do with a lead.
Yeah.
You know, and how it takes away the opponent pass game. You saw it big time this last
and
week.
Does he then help Kenny Clark, Osa Digizua, guys, Solomon Thomas, the ones that are underperforming? Can they now, you know, start to play better along the defensive line? I think obviously we've talked about the corners, how they benefited from having a player like Micah. You're now benefiting them as well now by having a Myles Garrett, who I think would be an upgrade and even better. Now, more trade deadline buzz. They had an article out about who could the Cowboys possibly be looking at. You've got linebacker out there. Are there other players they could target?
Safeties? Any safeties? We're broken in the safety room. We don't have real safeties. And the ones that we do have are all banged up. And
can I just say what a joke they didn't make a move for Duggar?
I think Kyle Duggar is a lot of what you have.
The Patriots
right now
are eating all that money.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to just do it. I would have loved both those players. Keon White would have been number one for me. I'm a big Keon White fan. I liked him coming out of Georgia Tech.
What did Zach? When he never really at a Georgia Tech more run player than pass rush guy.
He
right?
Just I saw that. I think that was the defense they were playing. But he was fast off the ball.
Okay,
he flies off the ball. His first step quickness to me was like really stood out.
I just wondered how he played at New England though. That's what I was.
He was really good last year.
Was he?
But okay. I think this was a coaching thing. Oh. Him and Kyle Duggar both got demoted. Oh. I don't think they were part of the Mike Vrabel defensive plans.
Well, when you're winning games, you can get rid of players.
Absolutely. I mean. So they both fell out of favor and they moved on. And basically, I mean, it was late. We're talking about like even the Kyle Duggar thing. Like, I think he's similar to what you've got. More of an in-the-box safety, like the Donovan Wilsons, the Marquise Bells, but he's better than those guys. So you still would have upgraded by going to get a Kyle Duggar. I don't disagree with you at all by being in the mix there. Now, Minkah Fitzpatrick, I mean, Jordan Schultz didn't even mention his name. I tried to throw it out there, and he kind of danced around that one. I don't know. Maybe Minkah's not available. But I don't know right now the safeties that you could really go get, but I'm totally with you. This team has undervalued safety. It's been a weakness for them really ever since. I mean, I think our buddy Barry Church, probably the best safety they've had since Darren Woodson. Like, they don't have really good safety play.
No, they haven't invested in it.
Not at all.
And he's better than, like, Elijah Clark and Marquise Bell.
Yeah, he is. He's an upgrade there. Now, who could be a target? Seth Walder's putting out a corner. What about a corner? Joshua Williams in Kansas City.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Every Dallas corner aside from Diggs has allowed more than... This is what the stat you were talking about, General.
Yeah.
The 1.1 yards per coverage snap this season, according to Next Gen. Diggs on IR, we know this, but Williams is in a contract year and buried now in the Kansas City depth chart. He's also only played 775 regular season coverage snaps in his career, but he's produced a very impressive 0.9 yards per coverage snap in that span. When Diggs returns, and if Williams worked out, the team now could keep both on the field, and you have Bland in the slot. So maybe that's a wide receiver. I don't even know if he's on the Cowboys' radar or a cornerback. Joshua Williams is not a name that I even know much about. Player might not be good. I mean, those numbers could be impressive because he hasn't played much, right? You're able to help there with a small sample size. But maybe. I mean, I want to leave no stone unturned here. Joshua Williams, if he's your guy, go get him.
Well, he played 520 snaps, 420, 411 over the last couple of years, but they got new players in, and now his snap count's down to 16 for the entire season.
Yeah. Coaches, he's out. He's out. He was a Lou Anarumo guy or whatever the hell that guy's name is.
That's like 1,500 snaps with an above-average coverage grade. I think that's enough.
Could be good.
That's enough football that's been played.
You said this guy
played.
Was in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's hurt this year. He's barely playing.
Yeah.
Well, they got Noel Williams, the Cal corner, the rookie. Yeah. He's taken over a spot.
I see.
And he's good. He's good. But they like
Lou
him.
Was in Cincinnati.
Yeah, Lou was in Cincinnati, now is in Indianapolis. Oh, with Spags.
Yeah.
Spags might just say, hey, I like this Noel Williams guy.
Man, you got me confused there for a second.
I'm glad. Well, I was just glad you're listening. I thought you were
I'm watching this Quincy Williams play.
The Jets linebacker?
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't like him?
Well, I tell you what, man, the one thing the guy does, he's like a Will linebacker. So he's like this guy you play uncovered. So he's like a run guy. He's almost like it would be what they do with Maris and guys like that.
Okay.
And James. The guy tackles really well. He can actually cover.
Okay, so he is better than James and Leifau.
But they don't have a linebacker that can
but
cover.
That, no, this guy can cover. And like it, whether it's the tight end, he's a shorter, smaller guy. He could really, really, really run. I liked him better than the Cincinnati linebacker that I watched the other day.
All right, Quincy Logan. Williams. Yeah. I'm in. Aiden Hutchinson, 4-year, $180 million extension. Congratulations. $141 million guaranteed. Well done for him. He's sticking around there in Detroit. Now,
and they're paying a lot of dudes.
Yeah, a lot of dudes. I don't know how. I don't know how they can.
It's a Ford Motor Company.
They pay their quarterback, right? I don't know how they're in the world. They're keeping to paying all these guys. Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is nuts.
David Montgomery, Penei Sewell.
The runner, Jahmyr Gibbs.
The guy, John Dorsey, there.
I mean, how in the world are they going to be able to keep all these players? This is nuts. Cam Scataboo.
Okay?
It's a little worse than we initially thought.
Worse? It was turned, and we were disgusted. We were all vomiting together.
Well, we thought just a dislocated ankle. It's also a fractured fibula and a ruptured deltoid ligament.
deltoid? I thought your delts were up in your shoulder.
Apparently.
A guy like Scatabu's got multiple delts.
He's all
delts. He's got more
delts. He's probably got delts
He's a whole delt.
Front, back, side to side. He's got delts everywhere. So when can he return? They're hoping by OTAs, but that sounded gruesome. The good thing is he's in great spirits. According to Dabes, he's just wheeling himself around and partying in the facility right now. So he's trying to lighten the mood. So can you just imagine you're having a team meeting?
Well, that's the painkillers.
Here comes Scat, just like, whoop, skirt, in his wheelchair, just wheeling his little ass around. It's incredible.
He's still flying high from those cheesesteaks and the pizza.
Damn right.
Dom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheesesteaks are no joke.
That's just that Italian hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're violent and they will kill you.
I saw a Big
but
Dom.
But also, like, we'll send you some
pizza.
They
might just give you a little cut here and there, but I got some sausages and peppers ready for you when you're recovering.
Don't mind the ankle I just snapped off your
good.
Body. Here's some pizza.
Here's the gabagool.
Have a slice.
I saw Big Dom on the floor at the Sixers game the other night.
Yeah, he was with Cooper DeGene.
Yeah.
They were both in their very Italian jumpsuits.
Hanging out, yeah.
Oh, he was sitting courtside.
He was sitting courtside.
I thought you meant he was just like vegging out on the floor.
No.
Doing snow angels on the hardwood.
Okay, we got 6 to 12 plus months. A full tear is involved. So there's a big range on how that could go. That sounds very painful and a very lengthy recovery process.
Some of the most legendary 3.5 yards per carry we'll ever remember, though, in Camp Scatabu.
Damn
right. That's right. It's too soon.
Running through Mofo's face over and over again.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk. A mixed bag's coming up with Zachary here before too long as well. But we need to talk some hoop, Chief. Where are we going?
Yeah, let's go around the rim with the tip of the cap to Mark Followill, your hoops clips of the day, and the WMVP next in the nation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment here, we're going to do some basketball rim session with the Chief, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Eric.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer so the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when Mark Followill gives a nice little dig at SGA at the free throw line. Did you guys hear this a couple of days ago? Mavs lose to the Thunder. SGA at the line for the first time in the game in like the final few seconds. And I like the way Followill described it.
Around 90% in recent years for his career. He's 87 and a half, a little down this season, 37 of 44 in the first three games. And stunningly, this is his first time on the line tonight.
Just put a little extra sauce on that. We're all blown away. That has to be the longest stretch of a game without getting to the free throw line for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is still your odds-on favorite to be the league MVP. But Victor Wembanyama's closing. 33% chance for SGA, 22% for Wemby, 18% for Nikola Jokic. But what Wemby is doing right now, I mean, Draymond Green is saying that he could literally win the most improved player, the MVP, and the DPOY all in the same season.
Wow.
It could happen. And he is playing at such a level right now that it's honestly hard to fathom. I mean, the Spurs are giving up the fewest points in the league right now. His blocks, like I saw something today where like through 120 games of their career, he's got more points than LeBron James, more boards than Karl Malone, more blocks than Hakeem, and more threes made than Steph Curry through his first 120 games of his career.
Wow.
I mean, what we're witnessing is truly ridiculous.
Our guy Sweeney's down there coaching him up, huh?
He's going to slow down on taking those. But true. And the Mavs game was his best one yet still, right? But yeah. It wasn't necessarily an outlier.
No. It was his best game, but he's still, I mean, through the first week, it was still averaging like over 30 points per game.
Yeah, it's at 31 right now on 60% from the floor. 14 rebounds, 5 blocks a game.
And apparently we can thank Chet Holmgren for this. Mark J. Spears said that Chet Holmgren, for whatever reason, he's so annoyed by Chet Holmgren winning a championship.
Is it like similar body types?
He says, I was told by somebody inside that room that Wemby is motivated by Chet. Chet having one up on him on the championship has him seeing fire.
Yeah.
So I don't know what type of
skinny, slender bigs.
Yeah, he's like, wait, no, I'm that build, and I'm the one who's supposed to be the thin big man who's getting it done. Kendrick Perkins says the GOAT conversation is going to go like this: MJ, LeBron, and Wemby. When it's all said and done.
I mean, assuming health.
That's what. Yeah. There's no question. But outside of that, we've never seen anything like this guy before. Now, I do want to give a tip of the cap to Giannis as well. I mean, he's been unbelievable this year. And Wemby's kind of stolen the headlines. And there's been a ton of outrageous stat lines, to be fair. There's been a bunch of dudes that have gone off for, I mean, Tyrese Maxey is having one hell of a season. And there's just dudes all over the place that are putting up ridiculous numbers. But Giannis is going like 37 and 8, 40 and 14, 31 and 20, 37 and 14. And his field goal percentages are super high. Like he's playing out of his mind right now as well. So it's
still just 30 years old. Incredible.
And it's
36 and 14 on average right now with 7 assists on 70% from the floor.
He's playing unbelievable basketball.
If the Bucks do trade him, he's making sure they are going to get the absolute most.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to get a haul for him, but it feels like just a ticking time bomb before he maneuvers his way out of there. Did you guys see the Jaylen Brown fiasco with his dome?
Yeah. I was hearing about that. Yeah. He had some of that spray-on hair that rubbed off on somebody's jersey.
Yeah, they're playing a team. Who were they playing that white jersey?
They were playing the Knicks. It was OG Anunoby who's guarding him.
Eye black all over his jersey or something like that. Dude,
I can't imagine how deflating that would be in the middle of a game. You're like, oh no, my hair paint is on my opponent's jersey. And you feel like they would have learned from Carlos Boozer all those years ago.
Yeah, right? There's examples of who you don't want to be.
When you get the Beijing.
Maybe you thought it had leveled up and it was like a no streak. Hair spray paint, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's tough.
They used to have that on TV. You could order cans of that stuff. They had it like late night, like you're sitting around.
Please tell me you took a shot on that. You never took a shot. It's like, let's just test it out.
Yes, no. You did.
Come just on. Behind closed doors, just you. No. Just you in your mirror.
No.
How long have you been rocking the cul-de-sac for? Is that a 40-year due for you?
Oh, no. It's since 1983. I've been
83.
Bald.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't just one Hail Mary, let's give it a shot. No. We'll call the infomercial and we'll spray it on. And
no.
Go scout some dudes.
The only thing he's done is the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young look.
Yeah.
The change up with the long COVID hair.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. And I feel like it was iconic. Itching to bring that back.
I'd love to bring that back.
Feel the wind blowing.
Yeah.
Are you chilly in here too, Wolchuk? I'm getting the chills.
Oh,
I feel like that
COVID's cutting through. I thought somebody turned on the heater because
it got a little toasty.
The heater did just get turned up, but I just wanted to get a little Jedi.
A little Assassin's Creed going.
Yeah, let's go. The hoodie. That's the callback. I like that. Let's go.
I mean, if you guys need to turn the heat down, that's fine, but I was shivering. My hands are frozen.
Oh, no, I like it. I want to get a little toasty up in this.
There you go.
Area.
Jeez.
We'll sauna it up for you.
Embarrassed, Brian?
No, I'm embarrassed the fact that you like, I thought I was the old dude in here getting all cold, you know?
I mean, I was wearing the stocking cap last night.
Cutting unbelievable.
You're not wearing a t-shirt under that hoodie, then.
Hell no.
I would hope not, based on the protrusion of those nibs.
I don't think I can ever wear this again. Eric's got me so damn self-conscious.
No, you don't. It's incredible. You should be proud of that.
I'm shamed.
Well, Jaylen Brown was shamed by his hair. So
defense. Oh, what was that?
Is he going to shave it?
He did. He went on the live stream.
There you go.
And he came home with it, but he decided to call LeBron James beforehand, and he left him a voicemail, and there were so many not safe for work words used that it was just not worth playing, but he literally calls LeBron James, leaves him a voicemail asking him for advice on hairline treatment in Turkey.
He was thinking about flying overseas.
So I guess he just kind of betrayed some trust there, or he's just cracking jokes about LeBron, but he's like, yeah, should I go to Turkey and get this hairline thing done? He ended up just doing away with it, and we credit him for that. There's a new 3-on-3 street basketball game called NBA The Run. It's coming from Play-by-Play Studios in partnership with the NBA, bringing back the vibes of NBA Jam and NBA Street is what they're alleging. So a little 3-on-3 action. I think you still have that mode in 2K, right?
Yeah.
You can still do that, but I guess this game is just 100%. What it's going to be.
You want the more tricks and stuff that came with the NBA Street, like the spin move where you fall down on your butt, off the heezy, you know, the spider jam.
Off the heezy's unreal, too.
The skip to my loo. You want to be able to do all that stuff.
Yeah, there's so much of a repertoire right there. So you do have Rick Carlisle and the Pacers coming to the AAC to take on these Mavericks. And
I wished him happy birthday from all of us. The other day.
Thank you.
He said, hey, yeah, great. Thanks, guys. He did one of those.
Can I get some healthy players instead?
He got back. But I said, hey.
Even better, he gets to play the Mavericks offense.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's so bad.
The Mavs, it's a really tough watch.
What's up with our sports teams and just bad something? Bad offense, bad defense.
Well, I don't think the Mavs defense has even been very good.
Bad penalty
kills. I'm trying to find positives watching them. I'm like, this is just gross.
And I love it. ISO, dribble handoff, ISO, dribble handoff. Every once in a while, they'll get on a fast break, and you're like, oh, that looks pretty nice. Yeah. Maybe they should try to do that a little bit more.
Here's PJ with a slam. Like, okay, that was fun. Yeah, well, here we go. No.
Every time you see horrible Mavs defense, it's 1% more of probability that Patrick Dumont is going to have the light turned on and realize, oh, my God, this dude traded Luka so he could build the perfect defensive team, and we suck on defense.
Yeah.
Maybe I should fire Nico.
Please fire Nico. Uh-oh. I can't stand that guy.
We closed down this rim sesh with a nice little...
What?
What'd you say?
Chlamydia? Finish the sentence.
What?
We have said that word a lot.
Guess that
weeks.
Sentence.
Jeez, what is going
fill
on?
Fill in the blank. We're playing Mad Libs.
I was going to pivot from Clyde Frazier to Walt Frazier in the middle of Clyde.
Who's Walt?
And so it screwed me up.
But he
was on the call for Knicks Heat the other day.
Been for 100 years.
They pan over to...
God, like you act like you just started.
They pan over to Pat Riley, and Frazier had a nice little... Go F yourself. Should we even play this?
Yeah,
here he is. He's Frazier.
Yes, we should.
Riley and I entered the league the same year. He tried to guard me, and that's how he ended up as a coach.
It's like, damn, that's a nice little burn right there.
That is a good one.
Thanks, Clyde Walt. Chlamydia Frazier.
Chief. There it goes. A rim session is in the books here.
He's done it.
We got a tip off at 7:30 tonight. Mavs and Pacers at the AAC.
I was really hoping they weren't playing tonight.
Man, I think right now you're hoping for brutal losses. Let's get Nico fired. Let's get another lottery pick. Let's justify trading Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and get this thing going. Like I think Bassick said it months ago, you need to go young around Cooper Flagg. And with every loss, I think that brings it a little bit closer to reality. We got a mixed bag coming up, though. Wolchuk, where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's do it. LSU is not letting their AD pick their head coach. What? More leftovers and goodness gracious. Are they really the favorites? That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thank you very much, Lucius. 682 says Cooper Flagg's not even a starter. The comeback happened with him on the bench, and bringing him back stopped the flow. I know it's a little uncomfortable right now. It's still very early for Cooper Flagg. He's going to become that guy. It's just not ready to happen right now. And that was the hope when you drafted him, that he is going to, you know, push this thing over the top. You have Kyrie Irving, you have Anthony Davis. Now you got this young kid who's rookie of the year and ready to dominate. So let's do this. But his timeline's 2 or 3 years out from now for when Cooper Flagg's going to be ready to lead something like that. And it's totally normal for a future great player. Anyway, it's time now for a mixed bag. Here's Zach Wolchuk.
Let's do it. All right, some college news for you. Steve Sarkisian saying that Arch Manning and Michael Taft both practiced today. Now, Arch still needs to go ahead and fully clear protocol, which is a little weird that he practiced. Right? Like, I don't know, maybe college football's got different rules, but Taft's been on the field the last 2 days. This is after he had to have surgery. So they might be trending to be a go against Vandy, which would be a big one. Couple of big 11 a.m. kicks here in the state of Texas, as you've got Army and UNT, and then, or Navy and UNT, and then Vandy taking on, or Air Force.
Or Air throw Force, them on there. Maybe the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard's playing hell of a good football this year. Really good. They're undefeated, too, just like Navy is right now.
Take your word for it.
Big American matchup. And then Vandy in Texas. Now, scary Terry McLaurin. He's got that quad, re-injured it. He's already been ruled out. So Washington's not going to have Terry McLaurin.
That's
playing
for done for the year then, probably.
It's the horror story of just kicking the can on a guy that you know you want to sign. And in training camp, you can't get him in.
Yeah, it's bad. We need to, and that's the Sunday night game, Seattle and Washington. Can we, I mean, is it too late to flex? Can we flex it? I mean, maybe if Jaden Daniels plays, it'll be worth watching.
It will.
But I didn't like watching Marcus Mariota.
Where's the game being played, by the way?
I think it's in Washington.
Okay.
It said versus the Seahawks. So okay. I'm thinking that means Washington's the home team.
Unless it was a soccer match.
It could be, yeah. You never know. You know, that can get real wonky on you. What do you think about the governor, Jeff Landry, of Louisiana, Brian?
He basically said our AD's not picking the next coach.
He did. He said, in fact, he's not going to be hiring LSU's next football coach. It's going to be LSU's board of supervisors. They're going to be the ones to get this thing done. Now, Nick Saban has come out and said Lane might already be at a better job. He thinks Ole Miss might be better right now than the LSU and Florida gigs. Is that Nick Saban just kind of being a jerk? I mean, that's a former LSU coach right there, Brian. Do you have anything, any response to Nick?
He might not be wrong. Because I think that, like I told you guys earlier, I feel like that Lane Kiffin is perfect for college football right now because he understands the NIL stuff. He's an offensive innovator. He knows how to recruit, you know, get those players. I mean, he's got an exciting offense. He went out and he got a coach, a defensive coach from Alabama to come mm-hmm. and be his defensive coordinator. Yeah, I mean, he's this guy's doing it the right way. And I think the thing that, you know,
goes viral, that social media component helps.
You draw the way he does things, it draws in the people that are willing to put up the money. Now, you know, let's say there's people in Louisiana that have money. There's people in Mississippi that have money. I mean, it's not the richest states, but obviously we've got enough money to be paying off coaches and stuff. And I'd like to believe that we could go get him as a coach, and I'd love to have him. Because he's a pain in the ass to play against.
Yeah.
You know? He gives your team a lot of swagger.
He does.
And the players
recruits well.
And the players respond for him that way. So I want to disagree with Coach on that one, on Coach Saban. I always want to believe my program has the better job, but I think we sometimes have unrealistic expectations. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. Michael Carter II, who got traded from the Jets to the Eagles, how badly did he want to go to Philly, says Ian Rappaport. Sources say he agreed to delete $5 million guaranteed for injury in his contract year to complete the trade to Philly. So I guess that's how bad. One, I mean, I'd like to think it's just how bad he wanted to get out of New York. Not necessarily the Eagles. Screw them. But pretty impressive and a good move for them. Dave Roberts has confirmed that Shohei Ohtani, he's going to be available out of the bullpen in Game 6 and Game 7. So obviously not tonight for Game 5, but moving forward, if they need Shohei to come in relief to try and win the whole thing, he is available to do so. It'll be Blake Snell getting the start tonight for the Dodgers. That'd be pretty cool.
That'll be so fun, dude.
Yeah, wouldn't be. This is not a good story for the Jets. There's not really many that are, but the 1-7 Jets have announced that they plan to raise their season ticket prices for 2026.
I hate this team.
That's something I'll never understand. Your team stinks. You haven't made the playoffs since, 2011? I mean, it's just been an utter disappointment there, and they're raising ticket prices.
They were waiting for their first win of the season to announce it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, hell, that is.
Why would you even announce that, though?
Take it while it's hot, guys.
Just put that in an email.
You just got to keep that internal, you know, and maybe in the offseason that thing ends up becoming public.
I think a lot of these billionaires, they just don't have the gear to consider how the common man thinks or feels. They're incapable of it,
yeah.
You know, and I think they're right now, fans. Unfortunately, the Mavericks are some of those people.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mercedes Lewis at 41 years old. He's joining the Broncos practice squad.
Yeah, got a workout there.
He's still doing it. He's still in the league, still making it happen. Flacco might not be able to play for Cincy.
I'm watching him right now, man. He did a great job for them.
Golly.
He throws the ball so – I mean, he really is – for a big guy, man, he throws the ball well.
He's got an AC joint sprain, his status is in jeopardy. And I don't know what they're going to do because I don't think they really want to play Browning again. So this could be a big problem. I'm sure Jamar Chase is not happy about this. Cincinnati actually had a players-only meeting on defense.
Calling for an all-Wildcat offense.
I'm into this. You know, let's let Chase Brown throw passes like they saw Breece Hall do against him last week. Let's make that happen. How are the Ravens at 2-5? Are now once again improbable favorites in the AFC North after they got a win over the Bears. Incredible.
Schedule get better for them?
I guess they're going to get healthier.
Yeah.
You've got Lamar Jackson, who's supposed to be coming back and playing tomorrow night against Miami. But and I guess the Steelers have kind of regressed a little bit. They've got a couple of losses, so they're now 4-3. So the Ravens now the favorites to come back and end up leapfrogging Pittsburgh and even Cincinnati, who's ahead of them, and winning that AFC North.
Yeah, it does not look like Pittsburgh is going to be able to follow up on its hot start. This is a pathetically bad defense, one of the worst five defenses they've spent $200 million on. They're even talking about, you know, actually blaming Mike Tomlin, who, you know, after 15 years has been considered Teflon. But that's about the stint that that Cowher had.
Yeah.
So maybe it's coming towards the end of the
line.
When
I was there last year and they lost to the Cowboys, the fan base was like, we need to fire Tomlin. It's the same thing every year. It's like they'll be in the they'll make the playoffs, but they'll be one and done. The team's not that good. And he is too good of a coach, really, to ever have them completely sucking to where like they can really rebuild and get like top 10 picks. So maybe that's maybe it's time.
I do feel like it could make them better. Like you had a situation the other day where Jordan Love is number one in the NFL against blitzes. The Steelers are blitzing the most of the entire league. They set a new season high for blitzes at Jordan Love.
Wow.
And he roasted them for like three touchdowns.
Picked him apart.
He had 20 straight completions in that game.
And then Tomlin gets up on the podium and says, the biggest problem today was we settled for field goals instead of touchdowns. While you're getting 45 hung on you.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. And he is, we talk about Shoddy being a bit cowardly with the fourth down decisions. No one's worse than the Steelers. The Steelers are perpetually just afraid of doing anything other than punting the ball.
Well, those 20 straight completions tied Aaron Rodgers' franchise record, whom he was playing against. Just kind of a cool little connection.
Full circle.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
All right, we got some new concession items in the NHL and the NBA. New arena food, fellas. What do you think?
Let's go.
San Jose Sharks have a chum bucket and shark cone taiyaki. And I say it's taiyaki because that's how it's spelled. T-A-I-Y-A-K-I.
Chum bucket is not a great name for something that you want people to eat, right?
No.
I mean, it might be
incredible.
But
it's a shark. It's a shark.
I get
You're throwing
it.
Out chum for the shark.
This,
so
it sounds gross, though.
It would be some type of kind of like...
Broadus, come on over. We're having some chum at the house tonight. We're going to watch the Sharks game.
Hey, Brian, you want this chum bucket that includes buttery popcorn, strawberry Pop-Tarts, teal chocolate, red chocolate, and freeze-dried strawberries?
Now, okay. Now you, are you feeling different right now, or did you think this was
did
like...
Did that make you feel nice?
Did you think this was like a sushi bucket?
Did you not hear what I said? I said this might be incredible. It just doesn't sound great.
I heard
it's
you
It's just
say
like
that.
The poo-poo platter.
It's the poo-poo platter.
It's the poo-poo platter, right? Everybody loves the poo-poo platter, but nobody wants to say, I want the poo-poo platter.
No, I feel weird. I only ordered online.
Can we hold the strawberry Pop-Tarts, the most overrated sweet in all of food?
Gavin,
Pop-Tarts.
What the hell?
Well, we do a cardboard box with a thin layer of jelly in the middle.
Gosh.
I think
jelly does doll it up nice, though. I love jelly.
I'm going to tell you one thing. You put some like vanilla ice cream between those two Pop-Tarts. Now you're talking dessert.
Okay, well, they also are giving away shark-shaped waffles that are served as a cone as a topping for soft serve during the San Jose Shark games.
By the way, we do have a breaking news update correction on the Walchuk stat. apparently, Jordan Love did not tie Aaron Rodgers. He, in fact, tied.
No. Don't say that. Don't do that. This person's not right.
972 says he tied Brett Favre.
Mm-mm, he didn't.
He didn't.
Speaking of waffles,
Mama gave me eight of them flapjacks. I want to say, Mama, take away five of them flapjacks. I want to say, for the Crimson Tide. And maybe I just didn't want to say his damn name, Eric.
Maybe so you just
golly. I'm trying to ball sack everybody and just say it's Aaron Rodgers, not the other guy, because I didn't want to get into this. And now you made me do it.
Let's go back to the chum bucket for a second.
All right, so chum buckets.
Boston with a terrible take about the pop.
I agree. I think the strawberry pop tart is elite and it's delicious.
He tried
not as good as the cookies and cream
slip
one.
That
though.
In there.
Yeah. Or the s'mores.
Or the s'mores.
Or the s'mores. The Utah Jazz have a Jazz Note donut that you can get. And I like donuts for dinner. Ottawa Senators have a chocolate puck, and that's puck with a P, that has the shape of their logo on top of
like
chocolate.
A ding dong. It's just a chocolate puck. Yeah, is there cream in the middle?
It's a,
tell you what, ding dong, very underrated.
It's a dark chocolate mousse and raspberry coolie.
Oh, what are we doing?
Coolie?
Hey.
Is it coolie? It's
raspberry coolie?
Put some raspberry coolie in this chocolate for you. It's a puck.
Now you have my attention.
Solid chocolate.
You ever had the ding dong with like coming in foil when it was in a foil wrapper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I thought maybe that was something went by the wayside.
It sounds good. I'll get some more of these foods another time. I got them
saved
in the Spank Bank.
Just whatever.
There's some more like crazy creations here that I think one of them Dawson's going to like.
We got Leah Simakopoulos. I doubt that.
Was that just animal crackers?
I don't think
Leah's coming up at 5:20. She's going to tell you
wafer.
About this Stars Mavs suit, counter suit, but a little finest coming up next, Chief.
Shoddy should make a statement with this game day move, plus an unbelievable, truly ridiculous admission from a friend of the show next to the Nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.